Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My next guest on the program is a broker, underwriter, and risk manager who specializes in hard-to-place multi-state cannabis insurance programs. More than 14 years experience in the excess and surplus lines insurance segment. And with me right now, he is the vice president of national practice leader for cannabis for GenCap Specialty Insurance Services, Eric Schutz. Eric, thanks for being on with us.
Oh, pleasure, Jordan. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. So leading off into where you are right now with GenCap, you spoke at the Insuring Cannabis Summit. And one of the areas you spoke about specifically was you were on a panel called A Broker Workshop, Getting Your Small Business Clients Access to Better Insurance Products. And in that panel, you mentioned how MSOs get bend over backward treatment, or the session mentioned that. But what are insurance brokers looking to do to get the same treatment for small to mid-sized clients to do? And that there was a lot that couldn't be done. And there was what was being brought up for clients, businesses to go ahead and get more ways than one access to insurance. So what can you tell me as any highlights that you might have contributed to in that panel talking about that at the IACS?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the biggest things in the insurance space, and I don't care if we're talking cannabis or sneakers, mercantile risk, the larger accounts get better and more attention, right or wrong. You know, in the cannabis space, that's wrong because these bigger MSOs are much more savvy. They have, you know, better intelligence. Some of them often have risk management teams or at least a risk manager. So they're really well equipped to, you know, fight the good fight, get the good, you know, the good coverage that's out there, better pricing, but not the same for the little guys. And that's part of the reason why, you know, GenCap, we lean in for everybody, because it really is those mom and pops operators that have the most to lose, the most at risk. And, you know, if they get a bad insurance policy or have a denied claim that they didn't expect that should be covered if they had the right insurance contract, that could wipe them out of business. So it's kind of two different veins. It, you know, they still need similar coverages. You know, you need the meat and potatoes, product liability, property, general liability and such. But then it really just depends. So, I mean, some of the things I would highlight is, you know, one of the common themes is working with an expert, especially on the small business, because it's actually quite easy for somebody in the space to get access to markets that write small business. Everybody wants a small business, the easy transactional stuff, but the real meat is large accounts. So getting access to those markets is not easy for a generalist agent to do. So you have to kind of retool. And as I said, we look at the small shops in the same way as the big ones. They all have a need, they all have risk, and they need to be protected. So we find ways to get creative in a space where, you know, sometimes some markets won't look at an account that doesn't generate a $10,000 premium. I can understand that from the carrier side, but these little, you know, little operations still need the good coverage, and you know, that's what we're here to provide.
Now, in what we've talked about here on the program over on Blunt Business or here on Grassroots Marketing, you know, there's been a lot that's been talked about where we've looked for relief in the insurance end. And I know with various guests we had on the program, one of the things I remember talking about was in an episode I talked about on Blunt Business over in 2021, when Congress was looking with a bipartisan group of senators, they introduced the clarifying law around Insurance of Marijuana Act. The CLAIM Act was supposed to intend to encourage insurance for members of the cannabis industry operating in compliance with state and local law. But I haven't seen if there's anything that has come across as of late to follow up on that, or if there's any other kind of release that's out there as we're waiting for, you know, what the working around what there is. What is there so far now for companies that could be looking towards Washington for some kind of relief or help?
Yeah, I mean, the Claims Act was great in principle and in most areas. It was good, you know, good spirit, good for the country, the insureds. Essentially, what it did was remove the restrictions and the potential legal hurdles for a, say, multinational or national insurance carrier to be providing coverage to a business that is trafficking in controlled substances. So that's kind of the dichotomy there. So the intent was to clear it up, but unfortunately, it died on the vine. So,
now it was introduced in May 2021, reintroduced this past May. And was there anything in terms of what they did in terms of change? Because they were talking about how cannabis operators can access workers' compensation, property, casualty, title insurance. Was there anything that was changed in the reissuance of that and where it stands?
I don't think there was much change. I'd have to dig into the minutia to confirm factually, but it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, if we can, in my opinion, if we can't get safe banking passed, all of this other stuff is secondary to that. And, we have a federal shutdown coming potentially. We have inflation. We don't have a Speaker of the House. We have all these different macro and micro impacts to the environment that are changing how the entire landscape is viewed. So if we can't get safe banking, there's no claims. And honestly, I think at this point, the newest version of safe banking is, has a real tough time because, again, we've got no Speaker of the House. We're at a place where, unfortunately, cannabis is on the list, but it's not high compared to, funds for the war in Israel, the Ukraine conflict war, all that such. So I don't think anything's actually going to happen in this session, unfortunately.
Now, the other thing I was looking at as well, we've talked about quite a bit, has been if there anything comes across, we know that IRS code 280E would be eliminated if the DEA chooses to go on the recommendation of the Biden administration to deschedule cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, would that have any effect on insurance services?
Yeah, absolutely. If you remove 280E, one, that just changes the entire financial picture of the operation. So, now their effective tax rate goes from something like, 60% down to 30. So that means more money for insurance. So if you've got more money in the budget to spend, I like to think that some of it will get allocated to insurance. On the other side, if we remove 280E, I do believe that is a hurdle for some carriers out there. I don't think all of them, but I think some of them have a genuine concern about taking quote unquote dirty drug money from people because some of these insurance companies are owned by banks. So it's just a regulatory potpourri of sorts, we'll see how it develops.
But now, would that change anything in terms of insurance companies, being much more receptive to offering services to cannabis businesses?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, the services that we're providing, are the actual coverage and placement. I don't think it's difficult to get risk management services in the space, so no, it wouldn't change that. But as I said, it might allow some carriers to jump in that work before, but I don't think it's going to have a giant. It's not going to make waves. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering if there was anything where, if there was some kind of where if the government was actually offering a little more leniency or a little more breathing room for cannabis businesses. If that's one of those things where even though safe banking, we don't know if it's going to pass. But if it's something where you feel like if we had the government that was actually giving something to that would actually benefit cannabis and open the doors where you're seeing, okay, we're getting down a pathway towards legalization. This is a move forward. would that open up some other companies to come? I mean, just would banking services be, would banks be a little more receptive to it? Would be insurance companies be more receptive? Obviously, you know, other companies might want to work with cannabis because they'll have more money on the write-offs to use for other things, marketing, branding, compliance, whatever there might be.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to be a stick in the mud, but I don't see it changing much. It just based on, you know, it's not a cure-all. 280E is just one of the challenges that is, you know, stems from the federal prohibition. So yeah, I would love for it to make changes, and I want carriers to jump in or whatever. It's not, the rescheduling to Schedule 3, that will definitely change things, because now we have a product that is no longer federally legal. That's the difference. You know, 280E would just come with that. You know, that would roll along with it. But I don't know. As I said, I think it's not the panacea that we might hope for it to be, but you know, yet to be seen.
Another thing I'm talking about with other insurance folks here on the program is about the idea of a director and operators insurance, DNO, and where it's been much more prominent to be seen that a lot more policy being put out that way. And we know that was something that's also just continued to be where I've seen that in some stories they're talking about how the amount of that insurance has been decreased. There hasn't been as much being doled out. What can you tell me about DNO insurance in terms of what you provide and what's being, if there is something where, you know, obviously when you have top level executives being protected by this type of insurance as a business, you know, what can you tell me about what you do in that respect and where the state of that is right now and possibilities for companies to get that kind of coverage?
Yeah, great questions and great topic. So the DNO space has greatly improved for operators. You know, pricing has come down substantially, you know, in some areas, 30-40% based on just, you know, availability of markets. And, you know, there is some downward pricing pressure on the entire DNO market, which, you know, does impact cannabis, but cannabis is kind of its own little dark corner of the E&S world. So, you know, we've seen, you know, in the last year, probably 4, maybe 5 new markets. So we went from a place where, you know, for a nonprofit DNO 4 years ago, you had 3, maybe 4 markets. Now, you know, got a dozen that, you know, right with varying coverages. One of our partners we just met with, and we're rolling out a GenCap amendatory pack. So that'll be exclusive to GenCap clients. They'll be able to get, you know, that base form with some nice bells and whistles, and then they get our extension at no extra cost, which will have some even more additional coverages, sublimits, you know, some people call it, you know, window dressing, bells and whistles, but there's some bona fide coverage in there. That's something we're really excited about because the DNO space is growing. You know, I'd say we went from a place probably where, you know, at an individual basis, you're binding one DNO a month. Now producers are doing one or two a week. So I think that's really a factor of the coverage becoming more palatable, pricing and coverage. So, you know, because of competition, because of new markets, you know, we've seen the coverage increase rapidly. You know, they used to have out of the gate, every policy or most policies had bankruptcy exclusions, regulatory exclusions. We're seeing most all of those go away. You know, it trended from excluding it, subliming it, and now, you know, getting full limits is more common. So it's actually one of the brighter places in the space because, as you said, there are areas where capacity is getting limited, not DNO. So actually just had a call of the new market that launched last week that we're very excited about, writing for-profit and nonprofit. So the nonprofit side is much different. Excuse me, not nonprofit, for-profit, but private versus public. The public space is its own animal, and that marketplace has actually become, you know, much more saturated lately as the DNO prices have come down. People are really fighting for those public accounts. So that's another bright area in the marketplace.
But now, while we've gone through these obstacles.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here in this interview, there is some positive notes to come in from insurance and the state of insurance right now for cannabis. From businessinsurance.com, they had a story in June that talking about how the supply of insurance to the cannabis sector grows between 80 and 100% a year, and the added capacity has increased competition and helped soften pricing. So there are more insurers in the space now than ever before. Rates for property and liability coverage have fallen as much as 50% from 2 years ago when tight availability led to high pricing. And the other thing to talk about is reinsurance capacity. That has also expanded, though there are still some hurdles that remain. There's a number of reinsurers in the market, and interest in the sector is keen among smaller reinsurers, and the overall is slightly harder than the primary market for cannabis operators. There's also conflicts between state and federal laws. So they talked to a senior client executive for reinsurance brokerage, and the point that was being made was that, quote, the macro view of reinsurance capacity is that the predominance of reinsurance will remain on the sideline until the federal government reclassifies cannabis, removes it entirely from the Controlled Substance Act, or legislation is enacted to establish a federal safe harbor for insurance or reinsurance. So when you look at that, is that something you also deal with as well for those companies to be able to continue to have their policies renewed, reinsured, and, you know, companies are being a little more receptive. At least there's more services out there making pricing a little bit easier to go ahead and handle. You have to have insurance. There's no choice. But do you see that there's something where that there's where more insurers are getting more convinced to jump into the space?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of two different questions, the reinsurance space versus, you know, the actual primary insurance space. But, you know, the reinsurance side, you know, what I'm seeing via my trading partners, you know, MGAs, MGUs and such is, you know, they're getting more property capacity, more liability capacity. They're getting better terms, lower rates. So the reinsurance space for cannabis is pretty favorable right now. You know, and a lot of people might laugh at me for saying that, but when you think about how far we've come, and now we're at a place where we've got multiple markets offering limits above $40 million in TIV for a single location, that's huge. You know, we go back 4 years ago, you'd have to get, you know, 10 from one, 10 from another, maybe 15 from a third, and 5 from the last. So it was very, very fragmented. Now, on the actual, you know, insurance side, the primary insurance side, not the reinsurance side, you know, prices are dropping. You know, cannabis PNC is this wonderful bright spot in the marketplace. Now, earlier I talked about we live in this dark spot in the excess and surplus lines world over the corner, but in that little dark corner, there is a bright light, and it's our P&C rates and terms. You know, renewal pricing for liability on flat sales, it should be flat with pretty much every market. Property the same, even cat exposed property, we're seeing flat rates, and it's very interesting because if I get a, you know, lesser's risk only, say a strip mall with 5 locations in Massachusetts, you know, I'm going to potentially be at just say a 45-cent property rate. That's about how much you're going to pay per thousand. Now, if I have that exact same business, you know, that same lesser risk only with, you know, all shoe stores and mercantile risk, but one cannabis dispensary, all of a sudden now I can get preferred rates. I can get a deal at 35, 40 cents, which doesn't make any sense because people are like, this is cannabis. This is hard to place. We're supposed to be having worse coverage and, you know, higher pricing. And it's like, au contraire, there are some bright areas. So, Lessors risk only in cannabis is a really bright place. And as I said, our renewals are coming in. You know, say there's no increased exposures, we're getting, you know, flat renewals. And, you know, if the sales have increased, you know, seeing reductions of 5-15% on the right accounts. So there's a lot more high fives going on in my space than it is in the hospitality world or contractors, especially CAD exposed coastal property.
I want to go ahead and rewind back to when we first started talking about the Ensuring Cannabis Summit and your participation in that panel on helping for small businesses. And one of the areas that I also took from this Business Insurance article is about how they talk about coverage for catastrophe exposed companies and also for crime. So basically they're talking about how, where say in states like Florida or California, there are catastrophe exposed properties and all industries facing hard market conditions. So tough to go ahead and get insurance. I could say the same thing for homeowners in Florida, where I'm at, is also a big issue right now with a lot of companies coming out and some coming in that might not even hold on to the policies those homeowners have. So that, I can imagine, for business owners is also an issue. The other thing they talk about is that if there's sublimits in crime policies for cannabis businesses, can be as low as $5,000, and those limits can be considered pretty low. And that crime coverage can present a challenge because almost all cannabis insurance is provided through bespoke policy forms, and the forms have different definitions of stocks and goods from a theft point of view. So this is on the smaller end, I would imagine, this focuses more on. Can you explain on that for us just in these areas?
Yeah. So I mean, the crime coverage is, there's, you know, crime is a, you know, I'm doing air quotes, is a blanket term, because there's, you know, there's true crime coverage, which is, you know, employee theft, employee dishonesty, you know, cash in on premises, cash off premises, transfers, things like that. That's a true robust, and I paraphrase, but that's a true robust crime policy, whether we're talking cannabis or not. And then you get the other places where you find some crime-like coverage, and that's going to be, you know, under the property enhancement or built into the property form somewhere other than that. Yeah, it's a small throw-in. It's not, you know, true crime coverage, but I would actually say for the smaller businesses, that's probably the best place to transfer that risk, because the true crime policy is going to cost more than the small operators can afford. You know, if it's going to be more than $5,000, which it will be, they're not going to pay for it. So the coverage is out there. But from our standpoint at GenCap, we're seeing clients take it up more on the large account size. And you're right, though, the definitions and how it's treated is troublesome, especially when you're either writing something on a you know, primary excess basis for property, or you just have multiple carriers. Just going back to the quote unquote good old days where we'd have to take a $40 million risk and chop it up to four carriers, that would be a great example of, you might have different definitions, different loss settlements. And as an agent broker, you have to be really cognizant of that and live in the forms and be really good about, you know, articulating the pros and cons of each policy to your client.
So I want to go ahead and direct people to the website. You mentioned how GenCap's out there, and obviously it's a large firm for those that really don't, may not pay attention to how big and how expansive GenCap is, not just in the cannabis practice, but over 1,200 members you have on your team, 49 offices nationwide, fourth largest wholesaler, 20,000 agents, over $3 billion in total written premiums in various sectors, including cannabis. So direct people to the website, gencapgroup.com, GenCapGroup.com. And for those that want to connect with you and your team, Eric, when they go to that website, what should they do and what can you provide in terms of the whole portfolio of services?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Yeah, GenCap Cannabis, just Google GenCap and Cannabis or go to the website, and there's a landing page for our group. Has contact info, forms, apps, forms. We've got all our marketing materials, a lot of blog content, videos. And honestly, that's a page that's really good for agents, operators, and my competitive brokers out there. It's good, you know, good solid info, especially in some of the case studies. It also goes into some of our exclusive programs we have in the cannabis space. We have a site pollution program, first in the country, that we developed, and a hired and unowned program for cannabis delivery, and also couriers of various types. GenCap as a whole, we're a transactional brokerage, program shop, correction, fifth largest in the country, but I'll take the compliment. I'm just happy to be, top 10 is a great compliment to me and testament to what John Jennings and the team over at GenCap has built. So, we've got lots of exclusive programs, whether it's artisan contractors, New York contractors, self-storage facilities, equipment breakdown, miscellaneous professional, you name it, we probably have a pen or program for it. Then we've got our offices all over the country for transactional brokerage, binding, as well as a very robust personal lines division, separate professional lines, and pretty much a little bit of everything. It's hard to keep track of it all. I just generally say yes and find the right resource.
So I've been here with Eric Schutz, Vice President of National Practice Leader for Cannabis for GenCap Specialty Insurance Services. Really, Eric, thank you for really spending your time with us and giving your expertise on the insurance market. It's been a little bit since we had a chance to go ahead and really just refresh out there, and hopefully we get a few some people to go ahead and check out GenCap for themselves and also find out your expertise as well and see how they can get help, because obviously there might be more insurance companies coming in, but you want those that have been established, that have been in the space for a while, and definitely have a lot of standing in insurance in general, and obviously GenCap proves that. Thank you again, Eric, and thanks for being on.
Oh, dear, it was a pleasure. You have a great day.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.